Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs fame opened the 2.5-hour-long award ceremony by performing his classic hit, Green Onions, with a star-studded band that included Richard Thompson on electric guitar. Both men received Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Americana Music Association this year, Jones as an instrumentalist and Thompson for his songwriting. Bestowing his award was Bonnie Raitt, who would later receive a trophy of her own.
Perhaps the Americana Awards seems an odd place to celebrate the work of someone so intimately connected with the British folk revival. But it's the songs. Joël Sonnier's reading of Richard's tear-stained letter, Del McCoury's version of 1952's Vincent Black Lightning, Alison Krauss and my own renditions of Dimming of the Day, which I'd like to say he wrote in his 20s. It's the songs. A respect for and awareness of the traditions from which they emerge. But mostly, it's just the magic of song. Oh, and he's a pretty legendary guitarist as well.
Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. Now a girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride.
Later in the evening, Bonnie Raitt was given the Lifetime Achievement in Performance Award by John Hyatt, who himself had received the Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting in 2008. In his speech, Hyatt spoke of Raitt's years of singing the blues.
She's kept this sound alive, made it sing over thousands of shows, down that sometimes hard road, always looking for the joy.
Later, the pair took to the stage and performed John Hyatt's song, Thing Called Love, which was a big hit for Bonnie Raitt. Gillian Welch was named Artist of the Year. Her guitar-playing partner David Rawlings took home the Instrumentalist of the Year trophy. The Alabama Shakes received the new Emerging Artist Award. And Song of the Year? It went to Jason Isbell for Alabama Pines.
I can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me on through those Alabama pines.
Producers Tamara Saviano and Sean Camp won Album of the Year for This One's for Him, a tribute to Guy Clark. That award came just minutes after Clark performed My Favorite Picture of You, a song written for his wife Susanna, who died in June. Clark's performance of the song was one of the most powerful moments of a star-packed award show. I'm Catherine Cole.
What the- In the blink of an eye, the camera loves you, and so do I. Click. My favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into.